Billy Brim, and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from my home near Branson, Missouri, and overlooking a beautiful lake. It's a beautiful sunny day. Outside on my deck, it is written in God's Word, you know, that God feeds the birds, and I help him. So outside on my deck, I have bird feeders, and I see a cardinal and a chickadee and woodpeckers and it's really very peaceful out there. But in the world, it's not so peaceful today, particularly in the Middle East, a place that I go often and a place that the Lord sent me to be a witness. Today is Thursday, August 29, 2013. Yesterday, we did a prayer service. And you can go on the archives and you can check out our Wednesday prayer and you can hear from Israel directly. Ronnie Levy called in to tell us how the people are feeling over there, because in Syria, 1 week ago yesterday, the Assad regime, it looks like right now, released deadly gas upon its foes. Actually, they are people who are in the today state of Israel, rebelling against the Assad regime. And when the countries over there were divided up after World War I, they included people in countries with lines drawn around borderlines that don't really get along. So some of the Kurds and some of the others don't get along with the Alawites, which Assad is, and there has been a great rebellion against his terrible regime. His father's regime was terrible. Now, after the rebellion and what seemed like a civil war, other factions have entered in. We have the Sunni Al-Qaeda and other Sunni groups fighting against Assad and the Alawites, who are more, they're more in tune with and allied with Iran and the Shiites. And so this is an Islamic war, in a way. Now, this terrible gas attack, the Western world feels that they have to get in on it because they have to answer and say, you can't get away with this. You can't get away with letting these deadly gases out upon people and chemical weapons. Well, the world is in a turmoil over it, and they're wavering on what to do. From yesterday, and when you tune in and you go on the archives at billybrim.org, that's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org, you're going to hear Ronnie Levy say, an Israeli, that they want the West to do something about it. They would like the West to say, you can't get away with this. And even though they're sitting there in Israel and with Assad threatening that he would retaliate against Israel, he's saying this kind of a thing can't be allowed to go on. Now, that was yesterday, 1 day ago. This morning I got up and I checked early online to see if there had been an attack, or because it looked like yesterday that President Obama and the head of state in Britain were all ready, with Australia and Canada aligned. They were all ready to make a retaliation, a strike. We have ships in the area, moved ships in, moved forces in. But today, things have, in a way, calmed down and eased off. Some people in our Congress, for instance, feel that we missed a window of opportunity and that we shouldn't do anything right now. So as I speak to you on Thursday, it's a waffle from yesterday, the world position, the Obama administration position. We certainly don't know what he should do, but we're praying. And at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, we're praying for God. We pray for our leaders, like the Bible says, no matter if we voted for them or didn't vote for them. We pray that God would keep them from making mistakes. We don't know what is the right thing to do, but we do know that this is Bible prophecy come into effect. And I'm quite sure, with everything that's happened over there since the Arab Spring, that's turned into an Arab earthquake. I really believe that that God knows it all. Of course he knows it all. And that maybe, perhaps, they're playing into his hands for a judgment by God himself, a judgment of the nations. Without one doubt, we are in the time of the judgment of the nations. Another interesting thing that I, and this is going to be broadcast to you on Monday, so I don't know what will happen from today. There may have been a strike by Monday, and when you hear this, you'll know more about it than right now. But the point is that right now, so much is aimed toward Syria, and Bible prophecy itself is aimed toward Syria. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 1. The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus. The Damascus shall be the rest thereof, when the eyes of men, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord, and Hamath also, which borders thereby. This I just read you is from the 9th chapter of Zechariah, and David Barron, in his wonderful commentary on the book of Zechariah, points out that there is a division here in the book. We come to the last portion of the book of Zechariah, and this is all prophetic. This is what he said. The overthrow of world power and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom. And that's what's going to happen here on the earth, folks. Messiah's going to clear out all the evil, all the bad, and set up a kingdom. The overthrow of world power, and world power will be overthrown by then, and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom may be given as the epitome of the last chapters of Zechariah to which we have now come. Two oracles make up the whole of the second half of the book of Zechariah. Both sections treat of war, he writes, between the heathen world and Israel, though in different ways. In the first division of the last part of Zechariah, chapters 9 through 11, it deals with the judgment through which Gentile world power over Israel is finally destroyed, and Israel is endowed with strength to overcome all their enemies. That's chapters 9 through 11. In the second portion, chapters 12 through 14, it deals with the judgment through which Israel itself is sifted and purged in the final great conflict with the nations and transformed into the holy nation of Jehovah. This forms the leading topic of the last of the book. So exciting. But we're going to go back to chapters 9 through 11. Now remember, he said that this is going to deal with the judgment through which the Gentile world power over Israel is finally destroyed. Chapter 9 is the beginning of this section. And it says, the burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof. Now, knowing the Hebrew, Mr. Barron shows to us what this actually says and means. It says in the Hebrew, Damascus shall be its resting place. That is, the judgment, which is the burden of this prophecy, which deals with Gentile world power, shall first of all have Damascus as its goal. And from that center, it shall spread itself over the whole district, which the passage goes on to describe. So now here we are, and we have a Bible prophecy which says the final judgment of world power will begin with Damascus, and the eyes of the whole world will be on it, and eventually on Jehovah, who brings it all to pass. And that's happening today, even as we're coming to you. All the world's eyes are on Damascus. Now, they're not yet on Jehovah, but they are on Damascus. Now we shall read from Barron again. When the fulfillment of this prophecy takes place upon Hadrach and Damascus, and the wrath of God descends upon those cities and districts, the eyes of the nations as well as those of the people of Israel will look toward Jehovah and marvel at the wonders of judgment, which will then be performed in their sight in accordance with the solemn warnings of this prophet. So, I don't see right now a great big something happening to Damascus, which the whole world will realize was Jehovah. But before it's over with, that will be the case. Now, the things have started over there. The rumblings have begun. And we do see here that the eyes of the world will eventually know that Jehovah is in charge. In Isaiah 17, we have a somewhat parallel prediction of men's eyes, and especially of the eyes of Israel, being turned to God as the result of judgment. And there also it is primarily coupled with the burden or oracle against Damascus. Let us read from Isaiah 17, verse 1. The burden of Damascus. And this word, a translated burden in the Hebrew, it always has to do something with a bad judgment, really. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. Never ever in history has that happened. Damascus is one of the oldest inhabited cities, ancient city, in the world. But it is written that it shall be taken away from being a city, and it shall be taken away from being a city. For all that the prophet said will be fulfilled according to the New Testament. Now in the same chapter, chapter 17, we have verse 7. At that day shall a man look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. So, before this thing is all over, and I don't know, this may be just the very beginnings, but when Bible prophecy starts to take the eyes of the world to a certain place, then it's like it has begun. And so we know that these things are happening. There's a great, great miracle happening as well. And I wanted to report to you what was just released from a chief rabbi in France. These are the words of the great rabbi of France, Haim Sitruk. He spoke these words on August 16, 2013, just this very month. He's calling tens of thousands of Jews in France to make Aliyah to Israel. These are his words. We are living in an extraordinary season. We are at the dawn of the Messianic era. Daily, we see the prophecies written in the books of the prophets come to pass. The announcements spoken by our sages, our wise men, on what is to happen at the end of the age. We need to flow with it. Come quickly to join us. Participate. Go forward. Enjoy the happiness of being Jewish, knowing why and watching how. The genius is to be there at the right moment. The right moment is now. And where must we be? It is in the land of Israel. And so, folks, with this from the chief rabbi calling the Jews to come home, these are the signs. Jesus said, you watch the Jews and you watch the other nations. So we're going to be watching, and our topic this week is going to be the judgment of the nations. Be sure to be with us tomorrow, and we'll tell you how to get two books of scriptures that I've recently put out. But for right now, we're going to be saying to you, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow. And be sure to have a tablet or your Bible.